I'm Lee Silasara. Those words from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg after former President Trump was convicted on all 34 felony counts in a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election.
While this defendant may be unlike any other in American history, we arrived at this trial and ultimately today at this verdict in the same manner as every other case that comes through the courtroom doors.
Trump is the first former president to be convicted on felony counts. His sentencing is set for July 11th, though an appeal is expected to be filed quickly.
He would have 30 days to file a notice of appeal to New York's appellate division. There, Trump's legal team would likely request that any punishment be put on hold while the appeals process plays out. It'd be up to an appellate judge on whether that request is granted.
Fox's C.B. Cotton. President Biden's campaign communications director Michael Tyler issuing a statement reading in part, there is still only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office at the ballot box. Convicted felon or not, he says, Trump will be the Republican nominee for president. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has declined an invitation to speak with House and Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats over the flag controversy surrounding Justice Alito.
The lawmakers wanted Roberts to make sure Alito recuses himself after an upside-down flag was flown outside Alito's home and an Appeal to Heaven flag was outside his beach home, both those flags used by Trump supporters on January 6th. But Roberts said justices decide for themselves when to step aside from cases.
Fox's Jill Nato. The regional governor of Kharkiv, Ukraine, says Russian missiles hit three sites in Ukraine's second largest city, killing at least three people and injuring 16. America is listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Teacher is accused of assaulting a teen.
A 30-year-old substitute teacher at schools in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, is accused of groping a 17-year-old girl as she shopped with her family. Jared Gerhard was allegedly hiding between two clothing racks at a Marshall's store when he reached between the girl's legs. She screamed, and the suspect fled from the store, still carrying unpaid merchandise. The Lehigh County DA's office says troopers were able to stop his car and arrest him. He's been charged with unlawful contact with a minor and indecent assault and is out on $35,000 bail. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Another Michigan dairy worker has been diagnosed with bird flu, the third human case associated with an outbreak in U.S. dairy cows. State health officials say the farm worker was quickly provided antivirals and is recovering. They say the risk to the public remains low, although farm workers exposed to infected animals are at higher risk. The IRS free tax program looks like it's here to stay.
The free electronic tax return filing system that the agency experimented with this year will become permanent. In addition, the IRS is asking all 50 states and the District of Columbia to help taxpayers file their returns through the program next year. This tax season, the IRS piloted the direct file project on a limited basis in 12 states for people with very simple W-2s. Since the direct file trial began in March, more than 140,000 taxpayers used the program to file their tax returns, claiming more than $90 million in refunds. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel said later this year the IRS will be reporting on how many states will participate in the program next year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street stocks fell, led by declines in technology shares, and the worst day for software company Salesforce stock in nearly 20 years. The Dow lost 330, the Nasdaq off 183, the S&P minus 31. I'm Lee Silasara, this is Fox News.
From the Sierra Radio Network Newsroom, I'm Andrea Drake. It's 5:05. Here are your upcoming local and regional news headlines. Thousands of katydids descend upon South County, plaguing homes and ranches. And markings along Main Street signal an upcoming construction project for statewide broadband initiatives. While the National Park Service wants your thoughts on improvements to the Manzanita Lake Recreational Area. And Lassen Volcanic National Park marking a centennial of the 1914 to 1917 eruptions. The stories behind these headlines coming up for you at the bottom of the hour. Now to Amanda and Aaron for Live at 5.
Good evening. You're listening to Live at 5 with Amanda and Aaron on your only local news radio station, KJDX, KSUE, Susanville, Portola, Quincy, and Chester. Tonight we have Lassen County Fair Manager Caitlin Midgley stopping back by. She was here last night, but she's going to pop on in. She's got a huge announcement. You might have heard already, but she's going to say it officially. Plus, we got Cheryl Kopp that's going to be calling on in and giving us all that Quincy Chamber info, all the events going on in Quincy. And then we're going to be calling out two names to try and qualify for that Cabo Cruise giveaway. So be listening and stay right here on your number one radio evening local station talk show. All this and much more along with your local weather right after this break.
Milk, veggies, pasta, OJ, burger, IGA sauce, and
grocery time?
Yep.
Hope steaks are on there.
The freshest you can buy.
That's a big list.
No worries. We're shopping at our local independent hometown market, Susanville Supermarket IGA. The freshest vegetables and meats, and with quality IGA products, we save even more.
Where it's the summer stock-up sale at your IGA. Assorted pork chops, just $3.77 a pound. Fresh chicken breast or thighs, $2.97 a pound in the family pack. Boneless New York steak, $9.97 a pound in the family pack. Sweet fresh cherries and whole cantaloupes, both $1.89 a pound. Blaze Classic or Kettle Cooked Chips, $3.89 a bag. Best Yet or IGA Ketchup and Mustard, both two bottles for $3. Bullseye Barbecue Sauce Selected Varieties, two bottles for $4. And Coors or Coors Light, 18-pack cans or bottles, $18.99 plus CRV.
Shop your locally owned hometown IGA, open 7 days a week.
Like Susanville Supermarket IGA on Facebook.
We've got your getaway to sunny Cabo. It's our annual vacation getaway aboard a fabulous princess cruise. This very special getaway is reserved for you and your partner. A getaway packed full of great memories. Here's where to register.
Lassen Auto Body, Lassen Nursing and Rehabilitation, Lumberjacks, Diamond Mountain Casino, Diamond Mountain Mini Mart, Canna Junction, Town and Country Real Estate, and Seneca Healthcare District.
Keep it here to hear your name announced on the air and then call us to qualify for our next drawing to sunny Cabo. Only from your official vacation station.
Carlson's Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward approach to tire and auto service that includes nationwide warranties, expert advice, and a great selection of Michelin tires. No matter what you drive or where you have driven, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Visit in-store in Susanville or online at carlsonstirepros.com. Tire Pros. Love the drive.
Hospitals are always there, ready to care. Each year, America's hospitals provide care to all who need it. According to the American Hospital Association, hospitals provide care to 137 million people and employ 6 million. In these unprecedented times, hospitals and health systems exhibit compassion, courage, and commitment to serving patients and communities. We are proud of our Banner Lassen Medical Center and Banner Health Clinic team for their commitment to our community and mission of making healthcare easier so life can be better. Thank you for all you do. Happy Hospital and Nurses Week.
For more than 30 years, the Sierra Cascade Family Opportunities Head Start team has supported children, families, and staff to reach their highest potential. We are now seeking dedicated and caring individuals for classroom, family support, and kitchen staff, as well as substitutes in various locations throughout Lassen, Modoc, and Plumas counties. We support our staff in furthering their education along the Head Start career ladder. For information, please call us at 800-404-1242.
All right, the time is currently 5:09, and it's time to take a look at that three-day northeastern California weather. Outside the studio, it is currently 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear, and we're going to have a little bit of light winds come in, but not much, and it's going to be about a low of 48. Friday. It's going to be nice and sunny with a little bit of light winds in the morning. Then we're going to have a high of 85, clear in the evening with a low of 53. Saturday, it's going to continue with that warm trend with a high of 84, have a little bit of winds coming in the evening with a low of 51. Sunday, we're going to go ahead and keep on with that heat trend with a high of 86. Clouds are going to creep on in that evening because we're going to have a dip in temperature on Monday, but the high is 86 and the low is 56. Your full weather forecast is found on our website or our app, SierraDailyNews.com. All right. And I promised you that Caitlin was popping back in, and she just swooped in the door to make that big announcement. I know people are already saying stuff, but we want, I saw people saying, is it true? And I said, she's going to be on our show and say, for real.
It's true. I saw somebody comment that they were going to sell a kidney to go to this music festival. But we are super excited to announce our first ever music festival this August, the Hidden Woods Music Festival. We dropped the lineup today at 3 o'clock. You are looking at your Friday lineup being The Fray, Lit, and Secondhand Serenade. Saturday, we have Kaleo, Hinder, and Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. This will be August 23rd and 24th. We have already had tickets flying out the door. I just checked them before I left. So definitely get them. It has its own social media. You can find it by visiting the Lassen County Fair page. It links out, and we have a promo code on the Instagram page for the Hidden Woods Music Festival right now. That is good for 2 weeks to help you save some money.
I think we should do a contest where they win a ticket to go with me. And
yeah, no, totally.
We can set that up.
I have two tickets to give away. Oh. You'll have to pick them up at the fair office because my printer was not wanting to work with me before I left. But yeah, I was planning to give away 2 2-day concert passes to that festival.
Oh, that's a big one.
Maybe we could hold on to it. Or you want to do it tonight? Or you want to hold on to it?
We can come back in. I figure kickoff day. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think we might have her on there.
So, Cheryl, if you're listening to we're going to get to... Oh, is that...
I think that might be her.
You guys can do it later in the show, too.
Okay. All right.
But I thought you might want to be here.
Whatever you want.
Because I think that's Cheryl.
That's Cheryl.
Yes. Hi, Cheryl.
Cheryl. We're getting to you, Cheryl. Yes. I don't know if you want to hang out or if you want to come back.
Whatever.
Okay.
If you don't have anywhere to go, we can share. You can hear.
Yeah.
You can hear us chat. You can join the chat.
Join the chat with Cheryl. Okay, let's answer Cheryl's call. Hey, Cheryl, is that you?
It's me.
Woohoo! Well, we got Cheryl Cobb on the line with the Quincy Chamber. We always love talking to you to tell us what's going down. So, tell us what's going down over there in Quincy.
Oh my goodness, what isn't going down here in Quincy? Holy cow! It's summertime and we're just ramping things up. Starting tonight, Quintopia is hosting trivia with MCs Jen and Chrissy. The fun starts at 6:30, and tonight there's been mention of a zombie PCT hiker. No idea what
Pacific
that's about.
Pacific Crest Trail hiker.
Interesting.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested.
Well, you know, I don't think they get a whole lot of sleep on the trail, so could be.
That is true. You do kind of have to go zombie style a little bit after a while, because that's a long trail. That goes from Mexico to Canada.
Do they dress as zombies?
Well, sure, why not?
See, I'm coming up with new ideas over here. We're going to make it happen. All right, Cheryl, so what else you got for me?
So also tonight, because there isn't already enough going on, we've got a big showing of the iconic movie, The Big Lebowski. That's happening at the Town Hall Theater. Show starts at 7. If you stop by the Drunk Brush, either before or after the movie, you can get half off your first drink, but only if you're dressed up like the Big Lebowski.
You know, that's a movie I have not seen yet, so I should go check it out.
Yeah, because you're not in the know right now.
I know. And everybody's like, you haven't seen the Big Lebowski? You can talk. Caitlin, it's okay.
It's a bowling one.
It's
right?
A bowling one, yeah.
It's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, with John Goodman and Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
I hear there's bathrobes and boxer shorts, but I've never seen the movie either.
I'm going to skip the boxer shorts and go full dressed, you know. Not that I'm just going to skip the boxer shorts, you know. I'm just going to, you know, be clothed underneath that robe. We don't want to scare anybody.
I don't know, there's zombies around, so...
And if you're not too tired after tonight, then tomorrow night you want to go by the Rich Bar Tap Room because Graffiti Night is back, bigger and better. local favorite band Rickety Bridge is going to be performing, and there's going to be a lot of beautiful classic cars out front to see. And Rich Bar is serving their delicious menu with several beers and wine on tap. There's also going to be vendors and a fundraiser by the Quincy High School Boosters. That party starts at 5, and live music starts at 5:30.
All right. I like the classic cars. I love that part.
Right? It's going to be a ball.
It is.
Let's see. Saturday, Magic Beanstalk Players putting on one show only of the play 15 Reasons Not to Be in a Play.
I like it already.
Showtime's at 6, and tickets are available for purchase online or at the West End Theater.
Okay, so is that a play or is that a musical?
That is a play.
Okay.
But maybe it's not a play because they're talking about how you shouldn't be in a play.
I know.
I shouldn't be in a play if I'm singing. That's all I know.
Well, that's a play. Or that's a musical.
That's a musical. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Also on Saturday, the first of the Frequency Summer Concert Series, sponsored by the Drunk Brush and Higher Elevation Smoke Shop.
I already like it.
And that performance starts at 7 p.m. They'll have a different band playing pretty much every weekend until October 4th. So you're going to want to visit our website at quincychamber.com. We have a flyer up there with a list of all of the bands and the dates.
Okay.
Wednesday, June 5th, is the first monthly Farm Blitz at Rugged Roots Farm. The event is a volunteer work party on the farm, followed by a potluck dinner. Farm Blitz is happening the first Wednesday of every month until October 2nd. So be prepared to get down in the dirt.
Okay.
Speaking of Rugged Roots Farm, they also have volunteer mornings starting on June 6th. You can spend 3 hours on Thursday mornings volunteering to work at the farm, and that's happening every Thursday until October 3rd.
Okay. That's not on a Wednesday, that's on a Thursday?
The volunteer mornings are on Thursday.
Okay, gotcha.
I know, it's confusing.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Let's see here. Rhythm and Grace Dance Studio, they have their spring showcase on Friday, June 7th. That's happening at 6 p.m., and then it happens again on Saturday, June 8th at 2. And that shows at the West End Theater.
Okay. Do you know what kind of dance they're going to be doing?
All kinds. They do
all
jazz,
kinds.
Tap. I don't know if they do ballet, but.
Oh. I'm thinking they do because it's Grace, Rhythm and Grace. The
yeah.
Grace would tell me ballet.
And you didn't know this, Cheryl, but Amanda, she does ballet.
Oh, no, I do not.
She's so graceful.
I did ballet when I was about 7.
Really?
I could pull out some ballet if maybe, like, I went and had some wine. It was like wine and ballet.
Oh, I would totally
I don't think
that.
That's ballet. That's more like juke. Juking.
That should be a thing. So also on Friday, June 7th, join us down at the Plumas Arts Gallery. That's the culmination of the traveling art exhibit, Cultivate Art. Hmm. The exhibition features prints, paintings, and other arts and crafts, all available for bid. And bids are accepted until June 28th, and all the proceeds benefit La Sierra Food Project's mission to increase food access and farm education in Plymouth County. And that show is going from 5 to 7 p.m.
What a great way to support local artists.
It is awesome. It really is.
And get some unique, original work.
Yes. And it's beautiful, too. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. They have it hanging at Rich Bar right now, actually.
Really? And you guys have such a beautiful canvas. We all have beautiful canvases in our three counties that we broadcast into. So, awesome. So, big things. Cool things.
Very cool things. And let's see here. Last but not least, the Western Pacific Railroad Museum is hosting a special open cab day on June 8th and 9th. That's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Several of their historic locomotives plus other special equipment will be open for viewing, and docents will be on hand, and caboose trains will also be available for rides.
I hear there's like a big caboose coming to that area. No, not to Quincy. Is it Portola? I'm sorry. I got some cities mixed up. I apologize. With that other city that shall not
Aaron,
be named.
Aaron, get your facts together.
Yeah, that's in Portola.
Okay.
And that is the big boy steam train.
Yes.
And I
we'll
hear it's
going to
be there on July 10th.
Yeah, drive through Quincy.
It is the biggest steam train in the world.
Right. And again, you might want to drive through Quincy because Quincy is, we've all been there, and it's just it's a hallmark town, so it's a great place to go.
He steals my quotes.
I know. If I ever get hired to do a hallmark film, I'm going to try and push it to be filmed in Quincy, Cheryl, just so you know.
You know what? I totally agree with you.
And I want to be in it because I've always wanted to be in a Hallmark movie and be like, oh, I don't love that person. Yes, I do. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know, do the whole thing.
Cool. We
you
just have to bring your acting skills
that
down.
We just don't have enough single lumberjacks around here.
I'm sorry. What's that, Cheryl?
I said the problem with that is we just don't have enough single lumberjacks around here.
Oh.
We can hire one.
That's what acting is for. We might have to recruit outside the area.
I'll act it up. Fine. Go. And then you guys are taking nominations right now for that Grand Marshal, right?
That is correct. Yes, we are accepting nominations for the Grand Marshal for the Fair Parade. The nomination deadline is June 30th, and the Fair Parade is on Saturday, July 27th. So if you want to make a nomination, you have to email the name of the nominee, their contact information, and why you're nominating them, and email it to info@quincychamber.com.
Okay. Right. Excellent.
You got anything else for us, Cheryl?
Oh, boy. I'm sure I'll have something more tomorrow, but you know what?
Well, you're always welcome to call back. You know what? We're here 5 days a week.
That's it? Come on, there's 7 days.
Actually, you know, sometimes we're here on Saturdays doing swap shop, too.
And we do push for a two-hour show.
We've been pushing for a two-hour show because we just have so much to say.
But Caitlin Midgley, who's here with us, she complains about the show being too long.
Oh, never. I think we can fill 2 hours easy.
She's like, I've had enough. All right, Cheryl. Hey, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Yeah, again, give us a call back when you have... you always have something fun to talk about, so when you have updates, give us a call, and we'll get you back on.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Push the button again. Nope, not that one. Nope, that one. There you go.
I hung up. Before we kick off what we're about to have go down, and I have an idea how you can pick a winner, too.
Oh, woohoo.
I say you pick a number, but then they have to name three of the bands that are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
But before we do that, I do have to get this out there, too. Because we have to do that, you know. All right, it's time to qualify another listener to become eligible to win our next Princess Cruise to Cabo San Lucas, which we're picking that winner when? Tomorrow. We're drawing our qualifiers from our registrations received at our sponsor locations. And at this time, that person is Jody Henry, who registered at Town & Country Real Estate. You have 12 minutes and 40 seconds to call us at 530-257-8255 to qualify for our next Cruise to Cabo. Again, call 530-257-8255. 255. The clock is running, so call us now. Again, we have drawn the name of Jody Henry. Good luck from your official vacation station. Tomorrow they're picking the winner, right. So I hope
she
calls.
I think she won last year. I think she was one of our winners last year.
And she didn't get to go.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
So.
Redemption.
Redemption.
She should have just gave it to me, and I would have made it happen.
All right, Jody, you got 12 minutes. Oh, phone's ringing.
What?
You're on air with Amanda and Aaron. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jody Henry.
Jody!
She called in time.
So you didn't get to go last year?
I did not get to go last year.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can fix that.
Yeah, they're going to pick a winner tomorrow morning on the morning show. So be listening, because if you get picked, you get another shot.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Good luck to you.
Good luck. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was going to ask her how come she didn't make it, thinking it was COVID, but I didn't want to, you know, something
get,
like deeper than that.
Start
crying
into her business.
Stuff, like, well,
what was wrong, Jody? Why didn't you go?
didn't want to pick out a scab or something, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm going to let it go. Because it's got to be something big.
To miss out
on Cabo.
Yeah.
San Lucas. Maybe
for
she was
sure.
scared of the bulls. Did you hear about the bull attack down there?
Bull attack?
Cool.
Yeah. Were they wearing red?
No. So
did they hop a fence? Like in
there was
Reading
just a bull on the beach in Cabo San Lucas, and one of the bulls started messing with someone's stuff, so the tourists were like, hey, get out of there, and the bull attacked him.
Ooh.
Man.
You can have my stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for... Caitlin to do her giveaway, because people are
back to back giveaway
all about
yes.
this new music festival. So what are you going to give
about
away?
Just
right?
One, because that's a lot of that's a lot.
What?
Do you want to go by yourself?
No.
I'm saying to name at least one.
Two. Let's say two.
Two.
They have to name two of the bands that are going to be there.
Okay. Just remember, out there, listeners, I'm on your side. Amanda is not.
And what color would you like?
She doesn't care.
Four.
Four. So. And what do you give? What are we about to give away before you guys start calling?
Two of the 2-day general admission concert tickets to the Hidden Woods Music Festival, which is August 23rd and 24th. If you're calling in, pull up our Instagram to look up those artists and give us a follow while you're there. Hidden Woods Music Festival.
All As right. a hint, they're 90s bands, rock bands, right?
And she's already said them. And they're on every social media platform, and people are already buzzing about who's going to be there, so they should know.
And
they
they're all know. Real, okay. legit. They're all not real. Some cover.
Not it's cover not cover bands. Bands. These are the real bands. Bands.
Real
some
bands.
Cover bands are better than the originals. I'm just saying.
It's true.
But anyway,
all right,
these are
those phones are ringing.
Deal.
All right, let's see. All right, you're caller number one. You're caller number two. All right, we're looking for caller number four. You're caller number three. And who is this? You're on air.
It's not going to happen because I don't know who the bands are. I was going to say Journey and Santana.
Okay. Well, go look it up really quick, and then who knows? Maybe the next person doesn't get it.
Maybe the next one. Yeah, go try again.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. You're on air. Who's this?
Monique.
Okay, Monique. Can you name two of the bands?
Yeah, Lit and The Fray.
Whoa! So sorry for
Tell
the last
Tell her, Caitlin, what she just won.
You're winning two of our 2-day concert passes to the Hidden Woods Music Festival.
Heck yeah.
All right, so is there a band that you're crazy about seeing?
I don't know anybody by name. I have to hear their music.
You know? If you visit our website right on the lineup page, we have some of their most popular songs just able to play right there. So you're like, who is this?
I know for sure I know them. I just don't know by name.
Right. And for she does that for the people who are too young to know and people who are too old to remember. So it works out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm too old to remember.
All right. Where does she go to pick those up?
You will come by the Lassen County Fair office. Do you know where that is located?
Yes.
Perfect. We will have them there for you, Monique.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Have
Congrats.
Fun.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Bye.
I'm going to have to go see Monique there, you know, to join the crowd.
What time are you picking up those tickets, Monique? Karen wants to snag the
No, I'm not going to snag her tickets. I'm going to get my own tickets.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
They're going to go quick. They're going to
yes.
go.
Yeah, they were already going.
And quick. Is it
going
to be happening out there where the other concerts usually happen, or where's it going to be?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're actually mixing up the layout. If you've been to our website, we have a couple different options. We have VIP, just like if you were going to another festival, we're going to have tents, your own air-conditioned bathrooms, your own bar. It's actually going to be out on the carnival lot where all the carnival rides are during fair. So that big grass lot is where everything will be. We have some after parties scheduled for after the concerts that will be in the industrial building, that big metal building across from Jensen Hall. On Saturday, we'll have regional bands playing throughout the day. That'll be in our pavilion. So think of a full-blown music
you're
festival.
You're really doing it.
We are not holding anything back.
How much are your VP tickets?
So we have different tiers. Right now we are on early bird, and if you give our Instagram a follow, you will get an additional discount code that you will use to check out. It'll save you some money. Those early bird tickets are only running for the first 2 weeks, and then they'll bump up, and then maybe another month they'll bump up in price again. So you definitely want to buy them early to save money. The VIP is both days, and I believe it's $225.
Okay. I'm done with the cheap seats. I'm done with them.
You get.
He's moved past that. He wants the big boy seats.
Yeah, well, I've earned my keep.
I think I've spent my time in the trenches. I've earned my keep.
You don't drink, though, right?
No.
No, but you could bring someone with you. You get 4 drinks each night included with those tickets. Amanda's like, I'll take the drinks.
I'll go with Aaron.
I drink. You can watch the music. I'll drink.
Oh, my gosh. You make that sound really bad. I'm not making any more comments.
Just take the beers out to me. I'm good.
Really, Aaron?
On the other side of the fence. He's like,
yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
Have fun in those back seats. All right. Well, thank you, Caitlin, for coming by.
Thanks for having me, letting me drop in.
Oh, we love having you.
Especially when you come bearing gifts.
Oh, always.
But
yeah.
We got to go let Andrea spill those beans with all those local news updates. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what's the top 10 icks that can result in your breakup because you do dumb stuff, basically. All right. We'll be right back.
with your local and regional news from the Sierra Radio Network newsroom. Here's what's happening. The infestation begins as thousands of the katydids known as Mormon crickets return and plague homes and ranches in South County. Lassen County's Ag and Waste Department says infestations have largely been detected in Milford, Hurlong, and Constantia. Large swaths of the ground-dwelling insect native to the western U.S. have created slick roadways in neighboring Nevada, yet have once more crossed the state line headed for the high deserts of Northeast California, as they prefer barren, sandy soils. The insect can bring significant concerns as it has a voracious appetite for vegetation, posing a threat to home gardens, crops, and rangelands. The Ag Department says Mormon crickets are most active during warm, sunny days, seeking shelter during the night, adding that drought conditions can encourage their infestations. In response to the alarming rise in cricket populations, the Ag Department has suggested various control methods for homeowners and ranchers. This includes building a fence or slick barrier made of chicken wire tightly covered with sheet plastic to protect flower beds and garden areas. And you can also create soil pits or water traps placed at intervals that can catch the crickets. You can use 7 or PermaGuard as a chemical or bait method deterrent. You are urged to be vigilant of any infestations and use the suggested methods to reduce their numbers and avoid significant damage. According to the University of Nevada, Reno, their life cycle spans 60 to 90 days. If you notice the growing amount of markings along Main Street, you're not alone. These are marking the way for Caltrans' Middle Mile Broadband Initiative project. Work will bring you delays through summer into October as crews work their way along State Route 36 from the Highway 139 junction to U.S. 395 in Johnsonville. The project is being completed in cooperation with the California Department of Technology and Tyker Energy and Utilities Group. This construction is part of the state's effort to build a reliable and resilient middle mile broadband network across the state to improve local connectivity. Construction activities are currently planned to begin this Monday, June 3rd. This will initiate one-way traffic controls with delays under 15 minutes Monday through Fridays from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can expect a temporary short-term sidewalk and driveway closures along with limited bicycle access and on-street parking in areas where the contractors are working. The project, again, is anticipated to be completed by early October. You can have a say in how Manzanita Lake recreation opportunities can best serve the community. The National Park Service is looking for your input on a design concept plan and environmental assessments for the Manzanita Lake developed area of the Lassen Volcanic National Park. The public comment period will be open now through July 1st. A previous round of public comments in summer of 2022 did help inform the development of this plan and its environmental assessment. Volcanic National Park proposes improving facilities and providing opportunities that can better align with public needs and expectations. If you want to learn more before you submit your comments, there will be 2 virtual public meetings you can attend hosted by the National Park Service that will be held Thursday, June 13th at 10 a.m. and a 2nd at 6 p.m. Information about how to access the virtual public meeting can be found on the park's planning page. Written comments may be submitted by visiting that planning page or mailing them to the Lassen Volcanic National Park to the attention of the superintendent, Roseanne Worley. And today does mark the 110th anniversary of the eruption of Lassen Peak in Lassen Volcanic National Park. On May 30th, 1914, Lassen Peak awoke from a 27,000-year-long slumber with a steam explosion. Over the next 3 years, the volcano continued to erupt, with its events documented and popularized by the Northern California media. The following year, on May 14th, glowing blocks of lava did become visible about as far away as 20 miles to the west. By the next morning, a dome of lava had also filled the crater at Lassen Peak summit. The greatest climatic event occurred on May 22nd of that year at around 4 p.m. when Lassen Peak exploded, creating a larger and deeper crater near the summit. A column of volcanic ash and gas rose over 30,000 feet into the air, was visible from Eureka, a 150 miles away. The pyroclastic flow even devastated an area of 3 square miles, transforming into a destructive mud flow of melted snow mixed with the volcanic ash that rushed 15 miles down Lost Creek to Old Station, causing extensive flooding. A Susanville native, Jeff Jameson, shared some stories from his grandfather, recounting how the sky darkened as if it was night, with word that the blanket had extended as far away as Elko, Nevada. Today, while Lassen Peak sleeps, active steam vents, hot springs, and bubbling mud spots remain in the park. The U.S. Geological Survey California Volcano Observatory operates a sensor network to detect any signs of the volcano awakening, noting that it only remains a matter of time, with almost certainty, that the Lassen area will yet again experience volcanic eruptions in the future. And that is what's happening today from your only local news radio, keeping you informed and connected to your communities throughout Lassen, Plumas, and Sierra counties.
All right. Thank you, Andrea. Now over to Christy for what's going on Wall Street.
This is Senior Branch Office Administrator Christy Jimenez bringing you the Daily Financial Market Report on behalf of Financial Advisor Angie Crowley with Edward Jones. Stocks were mostly lower today as weakness in the technology sector dragged markets down. Technology sector weakness was driven by disappointing guidance from software company Salesforce, which reported quarterly results after market close yesterday. Outside of mega cap tech stocks, markets fared reasonably well. Each sector of the S&P 500 finished higher except technology and communication services, with utilities and real estate the top performers. Additionally, both U.S. mid-cap and small-cap stocks posted healthy gains for the day. Bond yields finished lower, with the 10-year Treasury yield down to around 4.55%. The move lower in bond yields followed downward revisions to first quarter real GDP data that showed the economy expanded at a 1.3% quarterly pace versus initial estimates of 1.6% growth. Market focus will shift to inflation this week with the release of April personal consumption expenditures, also the PCE, inflation data out Friday morning. Expectations are for headline PCE to rise by 2.7% year-over-year, unchanged from the prior month, while core PCE is expected to rise by 2.8% year-over-year, also unchanged from the prior month. While the April Consumer Price Index report, which was released earlier this month, provided evidence that inflation is moderating, this came after a string of three consecutive higher-than-expected inflation readings. In fact, the three-month annualized change in core PCE rose 4.4% in March, up from 1.6% in December of 2023. The primary culprit behind the elevated inflation in the first months of 2024 has been stubborn services inflation, whereas PCE goods inflation contracted on a year-over-year basis in January and February and posted a modest 0.1% gain in March. Our view is that the service inflation should moderate over the coming months, perhaps aided by easing labor market conditions and lower shelter costs. We believe lower inflation should pave the way for one or two interest cut rates from the Fed in the back half of the year. Equities closed lower. The Dow closed down 330 points to close at 38,111. The NASDAQ closed down 184 points to finish at 16,737. The S&P 500 closed down 31 points to close at 5,235. In the commodity markets, the price of crude oil was down $1.36 to close at $77.87 a barrel, and the spot price of gold was down $1.40 to finish at $2,362.70. This has been today's financial market report, brought to you on behalf of Edward Jones, member SIPC, and financial advisor Angie Crowley, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice. If you would like additional information, please contact our branch office at 530-257-2803.
All right, the time is currently 5:38, and it's time to take another look at that three-day northeastern California weather. Outside the studio, it is currently 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear. Some light winds are going to come on in, but it's going to be about a low of 48. Friday, it's going to be nice and sunny with some light winds in the morning with a high of 85. It's going to be clear in the evening with a low of 53. Saturday, we're going to continue with that warming trend with a high of 84. There'll be some winds in the evening. Not too crazy, though, with a low of 51. And Sunday, we're going to keep on having those warm days with a high of 86, but those clouds are going to trickle on in on Sunday night with a little bit more than what we have been seeing with a low of 56, because Monday it is going to drop into the 70s a little bit. But your full weather forecast is found on our website or our app, SierraDailyNews.com, or the app Sierra Daily News. All right, and we're back. And before we do anything else, let's do that one more time, you know?
Because
tomorrow, we're picking a winner.
Let's go for two for two.
So let's go. All righty, it's that time. It's time to qualify another listener to become eligible to win our next Princess Cruise to Cabo San Lucas. We're drawing qualifiers from our registrations received at our sponsor locations. And at this time, we are calling out Chance Deal, who registered at Lassen Nursing and Rehabilitation. You have 12 minutes and 40 seconds to call 530-257-8255 to qualify for our next cruise to Cabo. Again, 530-257-8255. The clock is running, so call us now. Again, we have drawn the name of Chance Deal. Good luck from your official vacation station. And if you know Chance, give him a call. Let him know what's up, because we just called his name. And if he wants to qualify to possibly win tomorrow, yep, tomorrow, then he better call and get his name in the box. And, yeah, the show's going to be on with Andrea in the morning. It comes on at 6, and I'm thinking they're supposed to call out at 7. So, all right, Chance, hurry up. Time is ticking away. Boom. That's how you do it. All right, Aaron. So, let's tell people the top 10 icks that can result in your breakup. So, if you're doing dumb crap, we're going to tell you what the dumbest, ickiest crap is so that you don't get dumped. <I'm just kidding>.
We're trying to help you out.
We're trying to help you, okay?
We have no qualifications whatsoever.
None at all. And I'll tell you if I've done any of these.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try to remember back if I've done it.
All right.
Okay.
Pretending to be knowledgeable about something. We've all done that, like, at least once. Like, where you think you want to sound like you know what you're talking about. Like, I know how to talk on the radio. Nope, I just talk out of my butt.
I don't know that you had to put it that way, but still. Yeah, I think we've all have done that once.
Everyone has done it. Like,
you just don't want to feel like an idiot?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Aaron's the best. He's by the light, and it's in my eye, and I asked him to turn it down, so he walked away and turned it down.
I know how to turn down the lights.
Whoop, whoop.
That is something I do know how to do.
Well, you just made that sound real wrong. I know how to turn down the lights.
Oh, did I?
Whoops. I always get Aaron when he says
don't get me in trouble.
I'll look at him, and I'll be like, that was not. Or he'll say stuff like, yesterday you said, then we'll hit the hammer. And that has a whole other meaning, too.
See how my brother tells me every now and then, he's like, yeah, I don't think Aaron knows what he's talking about, because that has actually innuendos to it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm always like, oh, Aaron. I wish I didn't know it, but I know. All right, another ick that's going to get you dumped, maybe, or I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they're
maybe
like,
not.
Is living with parents. How old are you?
Not necessarily.
Are you? Because there could
sometimes
be. What if you're taking care of them?
My sister is engaged to a guy who's taking care of his mom.
So, I mean, I don't think. I think it just depends. Like,
it does cause problems, though.
This is going off a percentage.
Depends.
So this
right.
is from bottom to the top. The
right.
number one. One will be the highest percentage of people right. that say they break up right. with people over this, okay?
So, I can say this because they're not in the area. I'm sure they're not listening. But his mother gets jealous of the relationships that he is in and tries to mess it up. So, that's where things get kind of messy.
Yeah.
So, I can see that. But if you get the right kind of person who has the right kind of mother, it's all good.
All right. And referring to themselves in the third person.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Yeah, my daughter does that sometimes.
That is straight up annoying.
And I always tell her, don't do that. Sometimes she doesn't even refer to herself as her name. She gives herself a nickname when she's talking about that.
Really? I think sometimes you do that,
too. Okay. Hey, no, I don't.
You do third person.
You're no,
like,
I don't.
Amanda is yada, yada,
oh,
yada.
Oh, No. What I do is I put Mandy in the third person because she's a whole other person.
Okay. You're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yep.
So which one's the good one?
Depends on the day. Talking too loudly. Oh, well, then I'm out. Sometimes I talk loud and sometimes I don't. It just depends.
Some people have told me that, like, you're talking really loud. I'm a loud person.
Depends on if I had my coffee. When I've had the coffee, the volume's up. For sure.
Except when I'm talking about the lights.
Oh.
Speaking of lights, I've told my wife this, you know, because I think the male body is the most grotesque thing known to man. And I'm like, she's like, no, it's not. She tries to defend it. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, well, that's why women like candlelit dinners and low lit areas. They don't need to see your ugly mug. They just need to know where you are.
Oh, right.
Enough light to know where you are.
Men have nice butts.
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
They can.
No.
Okay. Well, no. Though I wouldn't think he would say that. That's not your type. But
no. No, Amanda.
Or some men have really nice pecs.
No.
Arms. I'm
the
arm
only
girl.
Thing I will give you is hair. Oh. Sometimes some men have really nice hair.
I think those are probably like I really like arms. I have a thing with arms.
You have a thing with arms.
I have a thing with arms and like this back muscle.
Back muscle?
Like
do they work out their back?
I don't even know how to describe it. Anyways,
okay,
let's
guys
move away
out
from
there, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Let's
those
move.
Tips start working out those backs. Those arms and those backs.
Those arms and those backs. Okay.
Anyways. Arms, backs,
oh,
pecs,
and you have to have
nice
really
butt.
Clean hands and like nice hands.
So you want you don't want a guy who works with his hands.
No,
I've
seen guys that work with their hands and know how to keep them clean and keep their fingernails clean and still have like nice hands. I don't like want little petite hands either.
You're kind of bordering on petite hands. Is that what you called it?
I don't even know where that came from.
I don't even know what it means, but I'm sure it's
petite hands.
Petite. Is that a real thing?
Like,
is that
petite
a real
thing? Hands, but petite. I just added to
petite
it.
Petite is small.
Yeah.
That's not dirty.
Not even, no, not like,
clean.
Like, I like,
dainty.
Like, not dainty hands, but
dainty
I like
hands.
Clean hands and muscular arms.
You're welcome out there.
Okay, let's move on. I'm getting, that's the coffee. So, interrupting people.
Most annoying thing. I absolutely
But we
agree.
Tend to do that to each other, but it's because we're on a radio show and we talk over each other sometimes.
Right. I try not to because I try to give you back the when I cut
oh,
you
I
off.
Oh, I do it more than you, for sure. My bad.
I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, my son did say sometimes conversations can be like a sport, you know, where you're trying to get in there. You're trying to get, you know, especially the more people, the more you're trying to slide what you have to into the conversation before someone takes the conversation in a different direction.
Hmm.
So...
Very interesting.
Competitive sport.
Bad table manners.
Depends on those table manners.
Like smacking. That's a no. That's a no-go. You smack, you're out.
Chew with your mouth closed.
But I'm going to know that before I date you.
Swallow your food before you put another load in.
That's a good way to put it. Alrighty. No sense of humor. Oh, my gosh. My person has to have a sense of humor because half of what I say is a smart aleck comment.
I would agree with having somebody who has a sense of humor.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. I wouldn't say it's an ick, but it's a definite, we're not hanging out.
I wouldn't call it an ick, but like, ew, you don't have a sense of humor.
Right.
But like...
is that your southern...
I don't know
Cali
what that was.
Cali voice was there? Was that? Wasn't your Texas voice?
No, that would, you're thinking the Southern Cali, you mean Valley Girl, like, oh my gosh, like, totally no, that would be like
See,
Valley
I
Girl,
think
that'd
you,
be Southern.
That was more than just,
I can change
you
it up.
You got that, you got that down.
Oh, cause that's where I grew up.
There you go.
But yeah, I think, definitely talking while their mouth's full or eating or smacking or those kind of things.
Picking
your teeth, especially with like a knife. No.
Yeah. You got to wait till you're married for that.
Yeah. Get comfortable. And then you're good.
Then you're good. Fish is in the boat.
And then the no sense of humor. I think definitely you have to have a sense of humor or it's just blah.
It's just boring. Life's yeah. just boring without laughter.
And I'm all about like having fun and laughing and just, you know, so I would definitely need someone like,
yeah.
It would never get to the point of being able to break up because if like I realize we can't joke and laugh, then it's not going to happen.
I agree.
All right. Having a messy house or living space. Okay. Working on it.
All right, guys.
I'm so tired of like...
Red flag just went up.
I'm like, I love to hire people to clean for me.
Really?
See? But then sometimes, like once I get it like straightened and organized, then I can keep it up. But when it gets like out of control and it wasn't my doing, it's so right. frustrating to me.
Right.
So, but like okay. especially, but if it's my mess, I have no problem cleaning it. It's when it's other people's mess or someone else was responsible for it and they didn't take care of it. And then it's like piled up and then I have to take care of it. Then I get frustrated.
I actually don't mind cleaning other people's stuff more than my own.
No. I'm saying, right. like, of my own. Like, I don't, right. I can be at someone else's house, have no problem. Like, oh, I'll wash right. your dishes, no problem.
Right.
But if I go to my house and the people.
Oh, gotcha. Someone else makes the mess
yes.
in your house.
Then it's frustrating.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
I will grant you that.
Yes.
I kind of make messes, but then when I clean, I go detailed. I like pull out rags, wipe walls down, pull off the knobs off the ovens, clean them all up.
Right. He really gets down and dirty, or down and clean.
The wife likes it when I'm in my clean mode.
I bet. What was that?
I don't know. What are you breaking over there?
I didn't...
Oh, that's the water.
Oh.
Water being turned off and on. We're hearing noises up in the studio.
I know. I was like,
she's saying wouldn't... it's not her stomach. It must be something else.
And then the top two things that give people the biggest ick and make them break up with people is being rude to others, 100%.
Yes.
If you're with someone that's always rude to people, it becomes embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
And if they're being rude to them, they're probably rude to you.
So. Yes. Well, some people just do that, like, hey, look, just so you know, I'm above these people.
Yeah, and that's
just
a,
so you know.
That's a total ick.
Yeah. Snobbish is not cool.
No, it's not cute.
Not cool at all.
And number one, which I think is a given, and obviously for obvious reasons, duh, and it says 77% of people say, like, this is a number one ick, is poor personal hygiene. Yes, if you don't
wash, that's an actual ick.
If you don't wash your bottom, then heck no. Like, if you're stinking, you're not brushing your teeth, and your nuggets are yellow. Nuggets, teeth.
Oh.
He looked at me like, what? Your golden nuggets?
Back in my day, that meant something else.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you.
Be clean. Don't be nasty. Gosh.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
Shampoo, soap.
Yeah, it's called water.
Some water?
Some water. Don't just drink it. You got to wash.
Got to bathe in it.
So those were your top 10 icks. So...
those are some good icks.
There's some, yeah.
And there were just some that not necessarily icks, but like, yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, I could see where that would either not even end up in a relationship or end up in a breakup or just like...
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I have another thing.
Okay, what's your thing?
So, top 5 red flags you're texting with a stalker.
Okay.
He's
this
like,
is
how
interesting.
Would you...
why would you pick this one? But okay.
Because it's funny.
Okay. All right.
Well, because people go and they like meet people online or dating apps or all these things, and they usually start with texting. So I'm thinking it's trying to tell you if these things start happening through text, it's a red flag that like they might be a stalker or just weird. I don't know.
Okay, I'm actually interested in this one because I've had some people message me on Facebook. I'm like,
what?
I don't know you. What are we doing here?
So
anyway.
This is how to know you're texting with a weirdo.
Okay.
You needed some music.
I think I could have written this one, but anyway, let's go with it.
All right, number 5, controlling behavior. If they're controlling through text, gosh, imagine in person. That should be, that's a total red flag. And if you're wondering, like, how are they being controlling? They're probably already being like, why didn't you text me at this time? Da-da-da-da. Like, why, you should do this. I need you to do this. And, like, they're, like, trying to tell them what to do, when they should do it. Like, you got off at 5, and you didn't text me till whatever time, you know? Like,
well, that's like a relationship type of a
but
text.
That, okay, but
you
know,
there's some
people,
things that I think that go before that, you know, like, bling. Hey, you know, like they're demanding your attention right then and there. Like,
you need to do this.
A text after a message. Well, from the person that I had, it was a message after a message after a message. I'm like, okay, chill out. Because the thing is different from a text on message. They see when you see it. And
they do that on text too. Oh, well, at least Apple does.
That's why I don't have Apple.
But you can turn it off. You can turn off your red messages or whatever, and it'll say when they read it or whatever.
And Android has the same thing. My wife, I made sure I'm like, okay, did she read that? So I made sure that was on hers. I'm like, she's ignoring me.
In trouble. Number 4, invasive questions.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know about stalker, but it might be too much too soon.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're just in the texting phase and we're already asking like super super personal questions that you haven't, you have to like read the room, and that doesn't mean you have to actually be in the same room, but read the situation.
No, I get what you're saying.
And if they're asking stuff that is just what off the wall, always go with the intuition because it's usually right.
Yeah, I kind of had that.
Number 3, unwarranted frequent appearances.
Yep.
So.
Well, you mean not in person or?
It says appearances, so I'm guessing maybe if like they're texting, maybe their relationship is texting, but they've like met, but maybe they start showing up.
No.
Or maybe like, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
If they start showing up where you're at, and that's you didn't invite them, and it's pretty new, I don't know. How do they know where you at?
That's when you start building a fence. I know.
Yeah, did they put a little little tracker on you? Like, well, number two, unpredictable mood swings.
Nope, I didn't deal with that. Nope. But I
can
see
mean, that. They were super nice, and the next day he's like, I'm so upset. You hurt my feelings, and you're the horrible. And then they were like, you know what? I'm great. I'm happy. Right. Like, it's all over the place, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Get away. Okay. Red flag.
Right.
Number one, aggressively persistent messaging.
Right.
Yeah. When you start getting to, like, the triple texts, quadruple texts.
Oh.
Without responding.
Well, sometimes I break up my sentences in paragraphs so it's easier to read.
No, but, like, there's a difference. Right. I think it just, because, okay, if you're, like, really close to someone or you have a good, you know who you can message over and over, and it's not going to be like they're crazy. It's just like, and that's them, you know?
Yeah.
Or someone new and they're just, like, over and over and over and over and over and, especially if they have that red text on, they can see you're reading it and you're just not responding.
Now, I would agree with you if it was, say, over like five, because I know people who, and again, it's they'll just text and they'll text and they'll text. I'll get on my phone and I love them to death, but there's like 17 messages from like the same person. So it's like, and I don't think that's weird. It's not stalking yet in and of itself, I would say. It's just like, okay, that dude needs a friend.
Or they have no other friends. All right, and those were like the top red flags. It's funny because
that's all five of them.
That's all five.
Okay, would you say you agree with all of those?
I
would say it's a more of a mix.
It's a mix.
You can't just have one. And I didn't really have a stalker. I just had some people that are just weirdos that message me on Facebook. I wouldn't say I don't think I've ever been stalked. I don't think. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
See, ugly has its benefits, doesn't it?
I have.
You don't know.
I have a quick one because I have some longer stuff but I'm probably going to save that for tomorrow. But I do have, which I don't know if we'll have time tomorrow because we're having double guests tomorrow.
We have double guests, Manana.
Yes. But right now, you want to know the three things that men and women find most annoying about each other?
Oh, I can probably write a little. Okay, go
so,
ahead.
This is what's annoying about men to women.
Okay.
Not listening, not putting the toilet seat down, and leaving toenail clippings around. That's what it says in top three.
All right.
And what's annoying about women to men, it says, is saying they are fine when they are not. Oh, really? Is that annoying?
Yes.
Oh. Crying to win arguments. And refusing to say sorry even when they are wrong.
Right. And you know what's also annoying to a man?
What? To women, a man?
To a man? All those things that women complain about.
Oh, men complain too. I'm just saying.
You left the toilet seat down. Well, you didn't leave it up for me.
So does it really drive men crazy when women say, I'm fine, and they're not fine?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't do that.
Speaking of the things that women complain about, there was a guy, my wife was watching one of those home improvement shows or whatever, and he it was a real estate one. He's like, I want a house with a urinal. So she found a house that had its own urinal. So that way he doesn't deal with putting the seat up and toilet seat up, down and down. And it's all good.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of interesting? My wife's like, I think I want one. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I wouldn't want a urinal.
What would you say is the most annoying thing that men do?
Out of these three, the not listening, when they don't freaking listen and they act like they're listening, or they pick and choose what they're listening to. That's annoying. Or they don't know what they want. That's annoying. And do we have another hour?
Not yet, Amanda. Not yet.
Okay. When their fingernails are dirty. No, I'm just kidding. No. I definitely think not listening. I think both sides do that. You tend to do that. You have selective hearing. And
is, I think, one of the most annoying things.
But I definitely I understand not listening or validating feelings. Because
I feel like
when you were like really upset something and they like don't want to deal with it, so they act like they don't see it.
Oh.
That's annoying.
Okay.
Can we, like I said, did we have another hour to go on with all the annoying things? Reasons why Amanda's single. And she's always annoyed. No, I'm just kidding. All right, guys, it is that time. I'm just kidding. I'm actually really easy to please. I don't get annoyed that easy. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh. It's like, I'm actually not that bad. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to beat him right now. All right, guys. Well, tomorrow, Aaron's going to be on the morning show on the plane. And then we're going to have that pilot on our show in the evening.
Yep.
And then we're going to also have the Blue Ox Cafe in here talking about some big news.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Amanda.
I'm Aaron.
And guess what? We're sadly what?
Out.
We're out.
This is a Fox News.